This morning, there's been a huge awareness drive happening with respect to the ending of period poverty in South Africa. And Palesa Pads, who makes reusable sanitary pads for young women, hope to be in the business solution for young women who cannot afford sanitary pads in the country. As you may know, there are many, many young women chatting offline now. We just had a discussion about, you know, who should we be talking to? Should we be also educating our teachers and nurses and everybody else around this? Should we bring this discussion to the front more often? And should we actually really be chatting to our boy childs also, you know, and chatting to the boy child in terms of what is happening, you know, with a girl? And lots of girls in South Africa and in Africa itself miss about 3 to 5 school days each month because they cannot afford sanitary pads. And many young women eventually end up dropping out of school altogether. Aside from being more affordable overall, Palesa Pads claims to be a healthier option in general for young women to use and more environmentally friendly. Founder of Palesa Pads, Cherie De Wet, joins us on the line now. Cherie, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk. Cherie, very good morning to Cherie, yes, who is the founder of Palesa Pads, and welcome to Cape Talk this morning.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for having me. Good morning.
Tell us about Palesa Pads and where did the idea come from?
Well, as you mentioned, when I discovered that girls were actually missing school and missing out on an education because of something as natural as a period, I was just horrified. And I started looking into solutions and realized that disposable sanitary pads wasn't going to be sustainable or affordable. And I started making reusable sanitary pads. And 4 years later, we've now made 500,000 of them and helped 80,000 girls stay in school.
What for me stands out here, Cherie, is the actual importance of this phenomenon or this problem that the country is sitting with at this particular time. And I know that, you know, in the past it was sort of hush hush, don't talk about this and don't bring this into the open social space and chat about this. What brought this idea and how big is the actual demand out there? Because I mean, you know, we need to really end this poverty around sanitary pads.
You know, half the population either has a period or will have a period at some point. So the demand is enormous. And even those who can afford it, disposable pads, often battle with negative allergic reactions to the chemicals in those disposable pads. So really, there's a huge demand for a sustainable, affordable, comfortable and healthy solution for all women. And talking about the hush-hushness of this, I think this is why these conversations are so important. You know, every person living today owes their life to a period. None of us would have been born if our moms didn't have a period before falling pregnant with us. So really, it's not something that should be taboo and hidden away and treated as a disease. It is the life. It's the beginning of all life for all of us, men and women, all of us. So we need to show the appropriate respect to periods and to uteruses, I think, our first home.
Yeah. Cherie, what makes Palesa pads different to your normal disposable pads? And I think you highlighted the fact that there's a lot of sort of allergic reaction to the pads that we purchase. And being a dad of about 4 girls in any case, and you know, having gone through all of this, yes,
yeah.
Gosh, you know, fortunately they are big now. But you know, at the time, and if I look at sanitary pads when I go into the shop now, they all costing anything between $39.99 up to about $89.99 for just about 8 or 10 pads. And if you look at spending 100 rand every month, you're looking at 1,200 rands for the year just on sanitary pads. So what makes your pads different and to the normal disposable ones?
First of all, it's an upfront investment rather than a monthly expense. So if I take our most popular kits, which is 6 pads with a bucket cleaning product, the whole kit, it costs 289 rand. And if you divide that over 5 years, because our pads are guaranteed for up to 5 years, it works out to less than 5 rand a month. So even some of the specials that have been coming up recently at 5 rand a month, you know, which are great, ours are actually more affordable than that. But most importantly, it takes the pressure off of this monthly purchase. There are a lot of people who are SASSA grant recipients. They get money on a certain day of the month. And if their period starts before they've got their money, they've just got nothing because people don't think ahead to buy two packs or they can't afford to buy two packs. And it's the uncertainty of it all that stresses girls out. Whereas whether a girl is gifted with a Palesa pads pack or she buys one for herself, once she's got that, she never has to worry about running out of pads, not having money. You know, she's always got her pads in her room, in her bedroom, ready to use. And that is really for myself. I mean, I only use Palesa pads and I find it such a relief never having to run to the shops at the last minute trying to look for pads or tampons or anything. I just go to my drawer, open it, grab my Palesa pads and everything's back to normal. And I think that for me is such freedom and empowerment, you know?
Mm. Who can actually wear Palesa pads? And, you know, there's been a remarkable response to Palesa pads. And how is the product changing at the moment?
So anyone can wear Palesa pads. Some young girls, even those who haven't started their period yet, who are just experiencing symptoms related with puberty, you know, all sorts of things like that, they can use it. Women, grown woman, I mean, I'm a grown woman, I use Palesa pads right up to menopause, and even ladies who have finished menstruating who battle with a little bit of urinary leakage due to pregnancy, they can also use Palesa pads. So truly, it's a wonderful solution from 9 to 90, grown-ups and children.
We've got a comment on Palesa pads and menstruation cups, advocate for all economic groups using reusable pads. And here's a voice note.
Hello, absolutely agree that reusable pads and reusable sanitary products should be promoted and used within all society. I think we first need to look at people who are socially privileged using reusable pads, be it cloth pads or something like the menstrual cup, because you do need facilities that a lot of young girls, especially in your lowest socioeconomic areas, don't have. The ability to reach over to a tap and wash a sanitary pad and washing machines is not accessible. So let's advocate for all socioeconomic groups using reusable sanitary wear, but initially for us to just provide pads to girls who are young and who are at school and who are missing school because they just need a pad.
Mm. You know, Jeri, that reminds me in the days of teaching where, for instance, we used to keep five or six packs. We used to go to a supermarket and buy five or six packs or even 10 packs at a time and keep them. And just basically, we wanted the children to be responsible, so we would charge them 5 cents at the time for a pad. But this brings about a question, you know, are you actually heading and looking into, very quickly in about 30 seconds, can you tell us, are you heading to partner with major companies so that you can supply these maybe on a free basis to schools and other institutions?
Yes, that's what we've been doing up until now. Of the, you know, the 80,000 girls that have been sponsored so far have been sponsored by corporates, NGOs, and large organizations. And that is mostly where Palesa pads gets our funding from, is from sponsorships. So definitely that is what, you know, and we also supply a bucket. And as Lady was saying about reaching over and reaching a tap, we actually supply a bucket so you can go and fetch water to wash them in. And you don't need, a lot. So just another point on your disposable pads. You know, in the rural areas, there's no municipal refuse collection service, there's no sani bins or anything like that. So what happens is the pads, these disposable pads, get thrown into a pit toilet. And because they're not organic matter, they don't break down. And the pit toilet ends up filling up so quickly, much quicker than it should. And the community has to build a new one. And that is why we believe, I mean, she's absolutely right. Privileged people should also be using cloth pads because, you know, we bleed the same. There's no difference in the way I bleed and a girl in the village. And it's a good to get it out here. So definitely, and we've also made our pads available in store now so that schools who haven't been reached yet through our program, the girls can actually go and buy it for themselves in any Ackerman store countrywide.
Yeah, Cherie, I think that's about the time that we have.